Right, 1, 2, 3, bullshit retail holiday.
Well, I guess we should officially start, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
So weird, there's like noise. Won't we use this? It almost sounds like I'm outside when I talk.
Yeah.
But I guess it's more stable than Skype.
Yeah. And of course, the podcast is where we're doing that on our phone.
Yeah. Very true.
Yeah, so the audio quality has actually been really good these last two or three.
All right, good. Well, then we'll take it then.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is Aggressive Couch number 71, apparently.
Yep. Just like your Mercury Cougar.
Yeah. So, I'll be running this episode.
All right. I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
But I guess we're doing somewhat... It'll start off as Thanksgiving and probably derail into something else.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what do you want? This is free, for God's sakes.
Yeah, Thanksgiving is such a lame holiday anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's great if you're really into, like, overeating or...
Yeah. I mean, the holiday itself is one thing, but the whole... Compared to... There's so much to talk about for Halloween. I mean, we didn't even... We barely touched the surface.
Yeah.
And we're not... Neither one of us are big Halloween guys. The same thing with Christmas. We could do a dozen episodes on Christmas, but Thanksgiving, we're going to be scraping the bottom of the barrel before we even get started. I mean, my list of things to talk about, I got like 3 bullet points. I just thought of a 4th one. But I think all these topics are going to be like 1 or 2 minutes each. And one's just a joke.
All right. Well, then what's your first one?
All right. The first one is the joke. The sex by mail thing I started has not been going so well.
Okay.
So that's point number 1 out of the way. I guess we'll start with the Thanksgiving parades. Specifically the Macy's Thanksgiving parade.
Okay.
Did you ever sit through one?
No. And in all honesty, I hate parades.
Yeah.
Even as a kid, I never understood the point of them.
Yeah. As a kid, I can remember getting very angry whenever there wasn't... whenever they didn't have a balloon on the screen. Like, what the hell? All these, like, dumb celebrity interviews and bullshit marching bands. It's like, yeah, it's going to be, like, probably the highlight of their year. So, okay, have them out there. But can we just, like, have all the balloons?
Yeah, that was the big thing when you were a kid. It's like, oh, look, these balloons. And then you're right. And it's like, now let's stop. And the, you know, the Broadway cast of Cats will do a song.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I guess if you like Broadway, but.
Yeah. I mean, 3 hours and there's maybe 15 minutes worth of show.
Yeah. I think the same people that go and stand along that Macy's parade route are probably the same people that go up there for New Year's, too.
Yeah.
Let's stand outside for 8 hours before the event.
Yeah. And let's turn completely blue because it is freezing in New York this time of year. Worse than it is here.
Well, the New Year's Eve is even worse because... I guess when you go there and you go in the area they have roped off for that, you can't leave once you're in.
Yeah.
And there is no bathroom, so...
Yeah.
That's a long day just to see a ball drop.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've never cared for... I've just never liked parades.
What were your favorite balloons if you did have to enter one?
I don't know. Maybe like Spider-Man. Then yeah. Maybe like the underdog one seemed fairly popular.
Yeah. Oh, I was always pulling for Garfield.
Oh, yeah. Then there was the Garfield.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the balloons would be now. What, like, poop emojis and superheroes?
Yeah. I know there used to not be very, like, any regulations on how big the balloons could be. So you'd have balloons, like, scraping the wall. Now they say, no, it can't be of a certain size. It's like 380 tons of hydrogen. Here comes the Hindenburg balloon.
And I know a small part of me was always hoping, like, one of the balloons would let loose and, you know, it's just lifting people off the ground.
Yeah, but that never happens.
I know.
They let loose, because that does happen every once in a while. They just don't even show that balloon. It'll be, so you'll see occasionally some shots in the background of, like, supposed to be like a dragon, but it's like the face is completely not inflated. It's just like this dragon body deflated head. I forget what that was promoting. But dragons, I guess. Chinese dragons. What? Sponsored by Alcoholics Anonymous.
And I know, like, around Thanksgiving, I will go past that if I see, just to check it out, but I never watch it long enough. And I would think it's would be even worse now, especially with social media, because now, like, everything will have a hashtag. It's like, if you want to learn more about this balloon, go to this, or scan this QR code. It's like, no, I'd rather not.
Yeah, and the other thing that pisses me off is all the haters. They're just people that just hate everything and think it's cool to just shit all over family entertainment. It's like, if you don't like it, don't watch it. I mean, there's a certain humor value in, you know, saying, oh, you know, such and such host should go fuck himself upside down on a banana tree. But a little of that goes a long way.
Yeah.
Especially when it's just people who aren't very creative with their swearing or whatever. It's just like, oh, fuck this host. You suck. That's not even funny.
Yeah,
you have nothing to contribute.
Yeah, it's either you just get that, or you get someone that tells you they'll post something, like, why they couldn't go to the event, or something bad happened to them.
Yeah.
You know, like, my uncle was decapitated by a Garfield balloon. That's why I can't go.
Yeah.
It's just too painful for me.
Yeah. Yeah, and then there's the crowd who are trying to make it more politically correct, which, if you're trying to make it a more politically correct celebration, I'm in favor of that. But if you're trying to guilt people into not celebrating it, again, fuck you.
Those parades are like old Atari games.
Yeah.
Like, the art for the box is really cool and sets up so many expectations. Then when you go to play it, it's like terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, well, even the Nintendo was like that.
Yeah.
And then the different people have said the Sega Master System was the exact opposite. You mean it's more than just, like, you know, a foot on a checkerboard? This is actually a kung fu game? Wow!
Yeah, I mean, the Nintendo was a little better, because it kind of set expectations, but definitely the artwork on the Atari boxes. Yeah, but for me, no parades for me.
Yeah.
I don't even think you really hear people talking about the parades, too. I guess because there's more entertainment options.
Yeah. I can remember looking forward to it so much, and I remember I never actually watched one. I love the fact that it was on when I'd be like at my grandmother's house or something, but I never watched it. I would just keep coming back and checking to see if they had any balloons yet.
Yeah. But then once again, you see the balloon, and it's like a disappointment. It's like, oh, look at this balloon.
No, I would be fascinated by it until it was off the screen, you know?
Yeah.
But still, I wanted to see more balloons. I like, you know, obviously, it should be nothing but balloons. Nothing but balloons, and I mean, you can have floats with different people on it. But it should be, you cut to those while the balloons are going. It should be like balloon float, balloon float, balloon float.
Yeah.
And they should just have like, you know, I don't know, like one band just keeps playing the whole time.
Yeah, just over and over.
Yeah. Yeah, because I never even liked the floats. I only liked the balloons.
Yeah, well, I mean, the floats is, you know, normally they just throw, like, some mid-level celebrity or even lower than that. It's like, catch this person in the off-Broadway play, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Then they interview people. It's like, the only good interviews are the ones where people are showing up, like, half drunk or totally hungover.
I would actually love to see that.
Yeah.
You know, let's see such and such from this musical. I'll be honest with you, I've been up for 3 straight days.
Yeah. Have Charlie Sheen out there.
Yeah, see, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
All right, I think we covered the parades, didn't we?
I have one more thing. Just like, what balloons would you like to see, or what floats would you like to see? Like, you know, if we were in charge of doing it this year.
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I don't. I guess if I was in charge of putting a parade together, yeah, I don't know. Well, you know what I would actually like to see. Is because when they do when there's floats come by and they essentially just lip sync a song they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand why they do that, probably for audio quality and stuff like that. But I'd rather force them to have, you know, like live bands on the floats and things like that, just because it would be more entertaining, because something could go wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. Plenty of stuff goes wrong. It's just that it's usually limited to somebody coming in off cue.
Yeah. But, I mean, it'd be really bad. But I'm also the same person, too, that thinks it would be funny that if you would have a comedy open mic, then you just make 5 comics all go at the same time.
Yeah.
I find that kind of funny. It'd be horrible to listen to, but it'd be funny.
Yeah. I think the main thing to me would be just, you would have these things that are complete train wrecks, and then the hosts are just, like, dancing around it and not even mentioning what's going on. Yeah, I don't want to use the phrase active shooter. That's too close to home, I think. One of these days, that probably will happen. God, that's horrible. So I don't want to make a joke about it now, even though it would be funny. It's only funny until it happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know how
the
you...
Even then, the only funny part would be is the host just, like, don't talk about it and just keep talking about the next float that's coming.
Have people getting run over by the floats.
Yeah, have the Ed 209 float from RoboCop. You are littering.
Yeah, there seems to be pools of blood in the pageant area.
Yeah. pay no attention to pop culture. I like, my God, what would I have as a balloon? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what would it be? It'd just be, what, corporate logos now at this point?
Yeah.
Oh, look, the Apple balloon. Oh, look, the Samsung balloon.
Yeah.
Or, no, you would just get insurance companies.
Yeah.
Ugh. Do we really need a flow balloon? I hate insurance commercials. I really do. I just don't like them because they just seem so disingenuous.
Yeah. Well, which insurance? I mean, just car insurance commercials are generally pretty entertaining.
I think it's just because I have a problem with flow.
Yeah.
I really do. It's just because you see her and all I can think about is just like some marketing group in New York or something, ad agency putting something together. It's like, we need somebody that's definitely doesn't look like she's taken one in the face, but we definitely don't need somebody too sexy.
Yeah.
And we can't have her personality being overbearing because then people will think that she's bitchy. But then we can't have her be, you know, not mean at all. then the fucking Geico.
Yeah. I love the Geico commercials. Yeah. I did save a lot of money on my car insurance. I just paid my car insurance this week. It wasn't very expensive. And also, I have a shit ton of liability coverage, which I got when I used to race.
Yeah.
But I still have it. Because, I mean, it's good. You should have enough liability coverage to cover all of your assets.
Yeah.
But when I was sitting there playing with the online quote, it's like I can get, like, 10 times more coverage for, like, an extra dollar every 6 months. Oh, screw it. I'll have that money someday. And I've got a $2,500 deductible on my Mazda. Only minimum coverage on my HHR. It's like, seriously, if something happens to the HHR, who cares? And it's not that I don't like the car, it's just I paid nothing, well, practically nothing for it, so who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the advantage of having an old car with a lot of miles.
Yeah, that's why I like to gamble, and, like, there's just certain years I don't even get insurance. I like to keep things interesting in my life.
Never insure anything that you can replace out of pocket.
Yeah.
Never insure anything that you can do without, like a second car.
Yeah.
So, I can't afford to replace somebody else's car, so I have the liability coverage.
Yeah, so I guess we've both agreed that we won't be watching the parade.
No.
Damn it. I don't even think I even know anybody that does really watch the parade.
It's one of those things that you just put on. I don't know that anyone watches it. Sort of like the Jerry Lewis telethon. You know, you kind of have to be sort of sick to actually just sit there and watch the thing. But it's one of those things where people just have their TV on in the background while they go about their lives.
Yeah.
Because I guess it's like their only friend, I guess. Yeah, those are the people that are going to be watching the parade. And it's going to be on while they're in a different room. And if they hear something interesting, then it's like, oh, well, such and such star from show I like is going to be on next. But otherwise, they won't watch. Nobody actually watches these things. It's like we were talking about NASCAR or football. Nobody actually watches them.
Well, people are watching them if you have money bet on them.
Yeah. well, maybe that's the thing. They need to start gambling on the parades, on the Christmas Story Marathon. But that's Christmas. We'll talk about that next month.
There's a movie called Dirty Work with Norm Macdonald and Artie Lang. And there's a character in there, a doctor who's a degenerate gambler.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene where he talks about betting against Rocky and like Rocky III or something.
Yeah.
That's what Thanksgiving means to me. Degenerate gambling.
Yeah. Directed by Bob Saget.
Yeah.
So like when Krusty the Clown bet against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, actually, maybe it wasn't right. Yeah, that was actually it. It wasn't, maybe there was something about Rocky, but there was a mention too about him betting against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
Because they're like, you bet against them? It's like, yeah, they're eventually going to lose.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a bit of trivia. They actually did go around and play college teams for a while.
Yeah.
Now, they had a record that was like, you know, 60 or 70% wins, but that's a great record. But at the same time, it was only exhibition games. Were the college teams even really trying? You know? And who really wants to beat the Harlem Globetrotters? You know, that's going to be the crowd favorite.
Yeah. He's actually stopping in the middle of the game to do tricks. How is that legal?
Yeah. Yeah, but they only did that for, like, for a couple months to show that they actually do know how to play basketball. That it's not all trick shots. Yeah, it's more choreographed than wrestling, though. It's betting against wrestling, that'd have to be another one.
Yeah.
I mean, if you knew somebody on the inside, I mean, hell, you can predict who's going to win anyway. They rarely have upsets unless they telegraph that they're going to have an upset.
Yeah, I don't care enough about wrestling.
Yeah. The whole thing is, you know, they set up, you know, the bad guys to lose. They might win in the short term, but then at the big event, you know, the good guy's usually going to win. Unless they're setting up another pay-per-view a month later.
Yeah.
That's why people like it. The good guys ultimately win. So, I mean, there's always a payoff. And in real life, and even real sports, there's not. At least that's why I've read about it. Hell, I don't know. Wrestling always left me cold. I love the personalities. I love, you know, the arguments and all that before the show. But then the actual wrestling is boring.
Yeah, like I said, I don't even care about it. It's funny, I'm around a lot of comics, and a lot of comics seem to like wrestling. Alright, it's recording again at about, let's go officially 30 minutes, restart.
Okay. Well, I didn't pause my phone. It'd probably be easier if you just let it record.
Okay.
Because now I have to sync it up twice, so I guess we'll say... Bullshit retail holiday on the count of three.
All right.
One, two, three.
Bullshit retail holiday.
All right, we're now synchronized again. It's like fucking riff tracks.
Yeah. Let's, I think, so since we have parades covered, did you have something else?
Yeah, I got two more topics. Do you have any?
Yeah, I was just going to say, what about stores that are open on Thanksgiving?
Okay.
And the reason I say this is because we needed a couple items, just needed a couple items yesterday. So we went to this Dollar General that's close to our house.
Yeah.
and there's a sign on their door saying that they're open from like 7 a.m. to like 10 p.m. on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it pissed me off because I'm like, you know, if you can't have all your shit done by Thanksgiving, it's like, maybe you shouldn't do anything for it.
Yeah.
Because really, I mean, what does that store need to be open for that long?
Well, especially Dollar General. I can understand a supermarket, because you're always going to forget something. It's like, oh, I forgot the cranberry sauce. So I can understand them having at least limited hours.
Yeah, limited makes sense. But maybe if you're a gas station, you should be open, and maybe a restaurant because of travelers, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, I just find it ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you're a terrible piece of shit.
Yeah.
But even, I mean, the stores that open up on Thanksgiving for those Black Friday shoppers.
Yeah. And yeah, get your Black Thursday shopping done.
Yeah. They come out on Thanksgiving for deals. I'd rather not.
Yeah. And what I was reading is that the deals really aren't that good. You'll generally get better deals just in the middle of December than you will on Black Friday. Unless you are like the first person in the store and gets one of the intentionally limited Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, if you weren't busting the door down, you don't get that deal. And the rest of the deals are... not very good.
No. But the fighting is excellent.
Yeah.
You know, seeing people fight over a $20 toy.
Yeah. Especially when it's probably going to be on sale for like $18 in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, there doesn't even seem to be like a rush on... There probably is, because I'm not really close to it anymore, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't even... I really don't ever get a feel that there's anything that's in, like, such a high demand for anymore. That people need... Like, oh, I gotta go out and get some toy.
No, now everyone's just sitting there on their computers and their phones, hitting refresh, like, 5 times a second, waiting for whatever toy it is to go on sale. And then crashing the server and then sitting there and hitting refresh 500 times a minute to until the site comes back up. This happens all the time anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was reading that Black Friday's not really a very big retail day. For all of the screaming and excitement, it's actually, like, they said, like, the entire week before Christmas will typically do as much business every single day. And you don't have the mad crowds. Just in terms of sheer volume of sales and money generated, they do just as well the week before Christmas on any given day than they do on Black Friday.
Yeah.
And that's generally when the deals are better anyway.
Actually, I love... I like going Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Not so much for shopping, but I love going to a store and watching the desperation in people's eyes because they waited to the last minute.
Yeah. I mean, I see a lot of people there who they've already bought the important gifts, you would hope. So they're just there trying to pick that. You know, the other thing you'll see is they're trying to pick for that one relative they don't know very well, but they totally forgot about. It's like, oh, God, I mean, what are they like?
Well, just remember, if anyone buys you a Christmas present at a drugstore, any type of drugstore, they hate you. Because they have the worst stuff ever.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems so, general, like, this seems like something, like, someone would like, but in the end, it's something that you give to someone that either you really don't care for too much or you never see.
Yeah.
Like, I heard you liked flowers.
Yeah. And no one ever has any idea what to buy me. And the truth is, I don't actually want anything.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted it, like, fingerless gloves, for instance. I just bought myself a set of fingerless gloves, thank you.
Yeah.
I don't need anyone to buy me a set of fingerless gloves. I actually bought two sets, so I'd have a set for home and for work.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, the hand, especially when I'm at home, the hand that I keep on my crotch, that's always pretty warm, but the one working the mouse, that hand gets really cold.
Yeah.
So I made a fingerless glove out of an old sock, and it works, but I don't really want to have an old jerk rag on my hand when I'm at work.
Yeah. What was the other topic you had?
Well, we covered the one, the shopping riots. How about all holidays are bullshit?
Yeah, well, I think everyone would kind of agree for it. Well, I don't know, because Valentine's Day is a real holiday to me.
Yeah. If you're a Christian, there's Christmas and Easter. All the other days, you know, there's like, I guess if you're a Catholic, there's certain saints' days. But otherwise, no, there's really only a handful of actual holidays. Everything else is bullshit retail holidays. And even then, most of the traditions around Christmas are bullshit retail things. Which is, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Call a spade, that's all.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're a Christian, you know, Christmas is definitely your Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some people are into Easter, but
yeah.
I don't think
that Easter tattoos.
Yeah. It's just not as popular.
Yeah. Yeah, every other holiday is kind of a BS made up holiday.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, that offends some people. It's like, oh, we shouldn't celebrate any of them. It's like, oh, come on, we should celebrate all of them. You know, don't be such a spoil sport.
Yeah, we definitely for January, the show should be all about January and how January is the worst month of the year.
Yeah,
because it really is, especially in this area, because definitely in the heart of winter at that point, there's nothing going on. People are miserable because they just got through the holidays.
Yeah, and all the credit card bills come due.
Yeah.
Unless you're like me, I bought Michelle a few gifts. I bought Turtle a gift. That's it. I don't think I'm buying anything for anybody else. It was like, I go to my dad's house, I'll pay for the pizza, you know?
Yeah, other, it's, I don't know. I don't know what else you can really say about that. This just seems like a real statement than anything. Okay, I'm recording at 43:36.
All right, we should just do the sync thing again.
All right,
1, 2, 3.
Bullshit retail holiday.
Holiday.
Okay, so hopefully this will be better. I'm plugged right into the router.
Yeah, if not, then I'll have to get my cable and plug it in.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm going to get rid of this computer and just use my notebook at some point.
Okay.
But not right now.
All All right, so where the hell were we?
We were talking about food. Thanksgiving food.
Okay.
Well, like, you know, what dishes do you absolutely have to have? What do you want? Do you actually have Thanksgiving dinner at your house or just go to everyone's parents? Yeah, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, for us, we normally do turkey. I try and talk people out of it because it happens every year.
Yeah.
And, for me, if I'm going to have one food, it has to be turkey. Mm-hmm. Turkey. I mean, mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think there's anything that really gets me that excited for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you ever had stuffing with sausage and cranberries in it?
No.
You gotta try that. Now, there's actual recipes for this. I say just get stovetop, throw some sausage in it, and throw a bunch of cranberries and maybe a handful of peanuts or something. Pine nuts, if you don't mind spending the money, better. The peanuts will work.
Yeah.
And maybe make it with extra butter so it's a little creamier, a little thicker and harder to eat, so it's kind of gooey. Not too much. I mean, I made it according to this one recipe I got online. Like, it was real Italian stuffing, and it's super, super dense. It's like, you could put up wallpaper with this. This is awful.
For me,
there's pizza, and then there's not pizza. But if I'm not going to have pizza, I don't really care what it is. Just order what you like. I'll find something on the menu I like.
I sort of used to like cranberry sauce, but I haven't really eaten it for the past couple of years.
Yeah, I used to hate it as a kid. I like it now.
Yeah.
And I tend to put cranberries in everything I cook when I cook, which is pretty rare these days.
Yeah. What's weird, though, now since we've gotten into, like, deeper in the fall and stuff, and, you know, soon getting close to winter, for some reason, I've had, like, a craving for chocolate chip cookies. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm pregnant or something, but it's crazy. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I can't say there's any... I guess really just for me, it's just mashed potatoes is what I want.
Yeah. I know my dad used to make a turkey.
Yeah.
And then after a few years, he got to where he would buy a turkey that somebody else cooked.
Yeah.
And anymore... is he'll just, like, if we're even going to have turkey, then he'll just, like, get a microwave turkey meal and just fix that. So I hate I can't stand having turkey leftovers for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Laura and the kids like the leftovers.
Yeah, for a day or two. But for 2 weeks, it gets old.
Yeah, I don't think it lasts for 2 weeks, but they really like, you know, that's when Laura shows how white she can be sometimes because she likes, you know, the cold turkey and mayonnaise.
Yeah. Oh, like I said, I like leftovers the next day or two, but my dad would, an entire turkey, and then you, with all the side stuff, and you've only got three people.
Yeah.
You know, it's enough food for like 6 or 8 people, and there's only 3 of us, and Beck and I generally refuse to eat leftovers.
Yeah, I just get tired of the turkey.
Yeah. And then how many people have it for Christmas, too?
Yeah. Yeah, or they go like with ham. Some people like to have ham.
If the pizza place is open, that's typically what we have.
Yeah.
And I typically go to Michelle's parents for these holidays, and they go to my dad's either, you know, a few days before or after for our celebration, and it's, you wouldn't even know it's a holiday. I mean, you walk in, there's like, he has maybe a branch decorated.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I like looking at other people's holiday spirit, but I have absolutely none. You know, I like being surrounded by it, but I don't actually want to partake. You know what I mean? Like, I love going to the mall and seeing all the decorations, but I'm not putting any up. I love reading about people decorating their tree and what it means to them. It's like, that's great. I'm not putting a tree up. Or if I do, it's going to be like a foot tall.
Yeah, I think for me, it's just more of, you know, you put that stuff up, then eventually you're going to have to take it down.
Yeah.
And that's just like, I never saw the real value in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do a little bit for the kids when they were a lot younger.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, I'm not
doing it. Now that they're in their 30s.
Yeah. Now they're in their mid-40s, I don't. And, I, you know, I'm almost on the same page with you. It's like, you know, when I'm out and, like, I don't mind it. Like, the whole decorations and stuff. But, yeah, I don't want to do it myself.
Yeah. I guess I'm living vicariously, even though I have the full, I have the option of doing it myself. I just don't.
Yeah. I still can't stand Christmas music, though.
Yeah. Unless you loosely define Christmas music to mean, you know. Yeah, I think it was last month I said, you know, like Halloween music. Christmas music would be like what? That one song by the Ramones?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't like Christmas Pollyannas, you know?
Yeah.
People that are too into it. That gets ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think I know anybody that's, like, too overwhelming with it.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing... Like, I know Laura likes Christmas music, so I'm not sure she had, like, a head injury when she was a kid, but...
Yeah.
It seems like it sometimes.
Yeah. That's a good thing she never listens to this. Oh, Michelle finally listened to our last two.
Oh, yeah.
Counting me, that means two listeners.
Hey, it's a one by one.
Yeah.
It's a fan base that's slowly being built up.
Yep. Well, when you build your fan base organically, you know, it's a lot better.
We're completely grassroots here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the kids like to say, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we got food covered. Well, you know, speaking of the food, I guess it's not so much like the turkey and stuff around this time of year, but it's definitely a time of year where increased snacking is a lot easier.
Yeah.
Everything from like chocolate to people putting out their leftover circus peanuts for you.
Yeah.
That would be hell. Can you imagine showing up at someone's house for Thanksgiving and they have a bowl of circus peanuts?
Yeah.
Like, what the shit is this? You invite us over here and you have fucking circus peanuts? circus penis out? Put your circus penis away.
We had some potluck thing for Halloween at work.
Yeah.
Brought Count Chocula treats. I was going to just bring a box of Count Chocula.
TJ actually made like this snack or something. It was like marshmallow covered with like fruity pebbles.
Yeah.
And she ate them. I was like, that looks disgusting.
It's like Rice Krispie treats with flavored Rice Krispies.
I guess, but still.
I don't know. There are certain things I won't try, but I'll try almost anything. I get on Michelle's case about that, about not being adventurous with food.
Yeah.
You know, not... It's like, this is a traditional breakfast food. You're not supposed to mix it with traditional dinner food and call it lunch. It's like, yeah, doing it anyway. You know, mixing things together that would ordinarily never be mixed.
Yeah.
Or just putting strange toppings on pizza. Just, well, here's a leftover plain pizza and here's some flan.
Yeah.
And half the time it turns out really good, you know?
Pineapple doesn't need to be on pizza, though.
I've tried it. It's, I don't know. I can see why people would like it. It wasn't for me.
Yeah, I've tried it, and I even like pineapple, but those two things do not belong together.
Yeah, maybe you needed some ham on it.
Yeah, well.
And I've tried things like bacon on a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really go for bacon. Anything that's... Pepperoni's about my limit. That's greasy enough.
Yeah. We actually had, like, Pizza Hut pizza recently.
Yeah.
Like, the first time in, like, years, we just decided to try it again.
Yeah.
And it was actually pretty good. It's not, it's not as greasy as it used to be.
Yeah. I always get the cracker crust.
Not the Cheez-It crust?
Yeah. Every once in a while... We get a craving for the breadsticks.
Yeah.
But seriously, we've got like two pizza places, like real pizza places, and non-chain pizza places. And then a chain, like, I guess Olive Garden Italian restaurant type place. It's not Olive Garden. It's some smaller chain.
Okay.
So why would we order from Pizza Hut?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, we have a pizza place. The closest one is like... probably not even a half mile from my house.
Yeah. I mean, mine's like an eighth of a mile. Sometimes I walk there. Other times we'll have it delivered. It's ridiculous. The guy drives half a block.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is when we get pizza delivered from there.
Yeah, no, I can walk there in less than 10 minutes. Like, seriously, if I order the pizza... I have to wait 10 minutes before I walk to go get it.
Yeah.
So I guess it is about one block, not half a block, but still.
Yeah, then I think the other one is like 2 miles away from us.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're right next door to the Pizza Hut.
Yeah, well, see, Pizza Hut's further. It's probably like 10 miles from me.
Yeah. I know, but every once in a while, I like the breadsticks. And every once in a while, I want cheese on a cracker.
Yeah.
You know, and if that's what you want, nothing else will do.
Yeah. Yeah, just before, their pizza used to be, like, really greasy and stuff.
Yeah. I know, I had, Domino's probably 15 years ago, and it wasn't bad. I liked it. I would get it occasionally. But then I had it, like, 3 years ago. It was awful. Just, like, inedible. I threw half of it out. Of course, you know, I ate half of it, so it couldn't have been that bad. God damn, there's a lot of spider webs in here. Never had spider webs on a pizza.
Do we cover everything for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think so. It's not much of a holiday, is it?
No, not really.
Just things that we're thankful for. That'd get kind of lame.
Yeah, I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
But it was never a hot. It was always just a dinner to me, and even growing up, it was never. People never sat around and like, oh, I'm thankful for this.
Yeah.
It was just show up, eat dinner. Then people would watch football.
Yeah, it's. Thanksgiving just gets totally swamped by Christmas. I mean, there's huge fans of Halloween, huge fans of Christmas, and Thanksgiving's just kind of in between the two. I mean, it's basically the start of the Christmas season.
Yeah. I guess now you have to put up with, maybe if you have these people in your family, you show up and you gotta listen to them like, oh, we're gonna go out and get in line for sales, or these Thanksgiving sales.
Yeah.
That seems like that'd be a horrible conversation.
Yeah.
Or I guess if you're going to talk to your relatives about politics, I guess this is a good holiday to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that. I don't really understand that at all. Why would you even mention it?
Yeah.
Then again, I don't understand why people would put, you know, political bumper stickers on their car either.
Yeah, political bumper stickers and the whole thing is bizarre.
Yeah. I mean, basically, what are you trying to accomplish? Whatever it is, you're wrong. You're not accomplishing anything.
Everybody is wrong.
If you're going to go door to door and campaign for somebody, do it. Otherwise, you're really just wasting your time. It's, you know, it's slacktivism. It makes you feel like you're doing something. Here's a bulletin. You're not. All you're really doing is causing problems for yourself. Then again, I don't put any bumper stickers on my car.
Yeah, neither do I. It seems like a commitment to me. With anything. Especially with a band. Say like you put that band sticker on your car. And maybe you have just a fading interest in them.
Yeah.
Then I'm always concerned that you'd have that sticker. And then people want to talk to you about that band, possibly.
Yeah.
Like, there's going to be a point where you park someplace and some guy will be like, hey, I like that band too. What'd you think of this album?
Yeah.
And I kind of feel the same thing about sports teams too.
Yeah.
Because I sort of like, hey, stop. You're not a part of this. Because I like to watch football occasionally, but I'm not like really deep into it.
Yeah.
Then, you know, if you're wearing like some kind of sports team shirt or something, if you're really not into it, then it always seems like there's some guy that wants to ask you about it. Like, how long you been in it? Or, like, how do you think they're doing? Or, like, I don't want to have this conversation because I don't care enough.
Or you're wearing a band t-shirt and somebody accuses you of not being a big enough fan.
Yeah.
Oh, you got that on Hot Topic. You're a poser.
Yeah, I mean, you see that, like, with younger kids where they're wearing, like, a Guns N' Roses t-shirt or something.
Yeah.
I mean, are you gonna really approach some like 12-year-old like, you don't like that fucking band? You don't have their demos. You weren't waiting however long for Chinese Democracy.
Yeah.
Then hopefully that kid just like, yeah, no one should be waiting that long for that piece of shit.
I don't know, I've never listened to it. Not even a single song. I forgot, so I probably should.
I heard part of one song just because it was like the single, but other than that, that was about it.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember anything about the song. That's how good it was.
Yeah. I always say that about movies and things when people talk about like the worst movie they ever saw. The worst one you ever saw is the one that you don't even remember. It left no impression. Because even a bad movie is entertaining in its own way. I mean, a movie that's so bad that you walked out of, that's a bad movie.
Yeah.
But even then, you can't really... Maybe it redeemed itself in the third act, you know? So, it may not have been that bad of a movie.
Actually, you know, a better example of a band t-shirt with just anybody wearing them, I guess, would be Metallica.
Yeah.
And to me, that seems like it'd be terrible, too, because now you're definitely... Now, if you're wearing one of those shirts, and if you run into, like, some hardcore Metallica fan, I mean, can you imagine how horrible that would be? Because, you know, the guy who probably wants to talk to you is like, ugh, I can't believe it. When Cliff died, the band went downhill, or anything after the Black Album and blah blah blah.
How could you say anything after the Black Album?
it would just be so minutia, be terrible.
Yeah, and there's always going to be that one person that no matter how bad the album is, that's going to be their favorite.
Yeah,
I guarantee you there's going to be at least one person out there that loves Lulu and hates everything else Metallica ever did. I mean, I tell you, there's always going to be that one person. I know one person, what's that one? Pleasant Dreams by the Ramones?
Yeah.
Everyone I know would rate that as the least good Ramones album. And I know one person that's their favorite.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's always possible that...
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like an 80-20 thing. Like, 80% of people agree on 80% of a band's or a TV show. But there's, you know, 10% of people are going to love the worst episodes, and 10% of people are going to hate the best episodes.
Yeah.
Even if those people agree on everything else. You know?
Metallica Thanksgiving.
I don't even know who their bass player is now. Do they even have one?
Yeah. The last I heard, it was James Hetfield was in rehab again.
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked that band, but I was bored of them. And then I discovered the Ramones, and metal was obsolete.
Yeah.
Did you hear me say that when I at the Ramones show? Yeah. Yeah, can anyone actually understand what I was saying? Some people obviously did.
Yeah, I mean, you could. It wasn't completely garbled or anything like that.
Yeah. I've been waiting to use that joke about John dying of cancer of the asshole for decades. Ever since he died, it occurred to me. Yeah, Tommy was still alive when I came up with that joke, so
yeah.
It's been a while. It was originally, Tommy, is he even dead? Does anyone know?
Yeah, there's only, what, a couple left? What, CJ, Marky?
And Richie.
Yeah, Richie. I think that's it, isn't it? That's left.
Yeah. Yeah, and CJ and Richie, who were never in the band together, talk to each other. But Mark's alienated himself from everybody, including Joey's brother, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of those old guys are really bitter.
Yeah.
They're very bitter.
Yeah, that's why I would hope to retire. I saw somebody online said how they were going to start a service and just go to, you know, these old celebrities would hire them. And it's like, when you start to turn into an embarrassment of yourself, he would call you and say, oh, it's time to retire. It's like, just go out there and do like one last performance and just suck up to everybody and apologize for everything you said wrong the last 6 months.
You know, I would like to know who owns their publishing rights, because their songs are showing up occasionally in movies and commercials and stuff.
I mean, it's great that they're popular now, more popular than they were than when they were alive. And it's good that that even Joey was alive to see some of it start to happen.
Yeah.
You know. So they knew that their place in history was... Yeah, they're going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, Marky should just embrace that, but he's just miserable. It's like you can't change the past. You can't change the past at this point.
Yeah,
just kind of embrace it and get what you can off of it.
Yeah,
instead of just being some old curmudgeonly guy.
Yeah.
Stop being emotional. Dog's flipping out.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Marky.
Yeah, he should stop being so emotional, too.
Yeah, I know CJ tours, and I think CJ's retiring somewhat.
Yeah.
Although he's still playing. He's on, like, I guess a farewell tour. And then Richie tours, but he's doing Ramones, but he's playing it, like, metal style, which I guess he was always more into.
Yeah.
And he put out an album of original material. CJ has like 2 albums of original material.
Yeah.
Yeah. That they've done in the last 10 years, that is. Because, I mean, Mark has 2 or 3 albums of original material, but they all date from the 90s.
Yeah, there's some video that just surfaced that it happened recently. There was some, it's some documentary or something, and they had like a panel of these old punks, and Marky is on there and Johnny Linden.
Yeah.
And it's horrible because just Marky and Johnny are just yelling at each other.
Yeah. 2 people I don't really have a whole lot of respect for.
Yeah. It's like, who can be the most bitter in this argument?
Yeah. Just like I saw, it was an interview with the bass player, the living bass player from the Sex Pistols. Like, you know, are the Sex Pistols ever going to do anything together? It's like, maybe without John.
Well, that seems like a good point to wrap up, doesn't it?
Yeah. I guess we have an hour's worth of material. We've been recording for about 6 hours.
Yeah, seems like it. All right, well, we'll wrap it up then.
All right, so this has been Aggressive Couch 71. I guess I'll call it 71 My Cougar or something.
Yeah.
Or Thanksgiving Cougar. I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Thanksgiving Cougar works.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thanks.
All right, well, unless there's anything else you want to say, I'm shutting the phone off.
No, I'm going to go to the bathroom, I think. Maybe let the dog out.
Okay.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right, good.